And glad to have all of you aboard. I'll start with a prayer here, and you know our usual rules. If you've got any background noise going on, please try to mute yourself, and which is a simple thing to do. And then just respect one another. If somebody wants to say a prayer, feel free to do so, and try to keep your concentration on the prayer itself, and Spirit guide you, and we'll just see where everything goes, and then I'll call it to an end after a while. So if there's any long silences, don't worry about that. Let the Spirit do the prompting, and let people speak up as they're prompted. So with that, we'll get started, and remember, our prayer focus today is protection for the women in God's army. Heavenly Father, we ask for your protection during our sacred time together to be with you and bring before you the concerns that are on our hearts, and may it line up with the concern of your heart. Let your warrior angels defend us in our battle with the enemy. Keep us off of the enemy's radar. May the enemy's camp be filled with confusion as we align ourselves with your plan today. May the enemy be so badly distracted that he has no idea of what you want us to do today that will give you glory, honor, and praise.
Amen.
May our love for you always be on our lips, and that we will call on you throughout all of our circumstances today. Lord, we want to intercede for all of our fellow soldiers in your army. We lift up to you today all of the women, young and elderly, to protect them in the battles of our day against all the sexual perversion, abuse, and mockery and intimidation against all women of God who dedicate their life of service to you. Bless all women in their valiant efforts and prayers to remain steadfast in their love for you. We ask this in your Son's name. Lord, we intercede and put a shield of protection around all the women in the Trump administration in whatever capacity and their duties, from the Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, Communication Director Hicks, our First Lady Melania Trump, Counselor Kellyanne Conway, and all of the unnamed women who are faithful in their service to our nation. We seek protection for our women involved in military life, whether in service or as spouses, women involved with law enforcement and all forms of first responders, teachers, nurses, secretaries, business owners, and all of the duties involved with well-being for our youth and our homes. Lord, we intercede for all wives, mothers, daughters in the families of this nation, that they are protected and realize how valuable they are to you and all men, that all men have the honor and respect and dignity for all women in our lives, in Yeshua's name. Lord, we bind the Jezebel spirit that lurks and crushes the spirit of America and destroys people's lives. Yeah. May all the deceit, the lies be exposed that destroy the reputation and home life of good men and women. All the political intrigue that is involved in good men like Judge Roy Moore and the women who serve in public office. Lord, we intercede and place a hedge of protection around all those whistleblowers in government and the entertainment industry. Lord, we repent of all the sexual abuse and perversion we have either caused in any way, even in the smallest ways, or for our lack of standing and defending the truth when the opportunity occurred. Lord, flush our towns, cities, and countryside of all that is unholy and perverts our relationship with one another. Make us aware to live according to the sacred plan you had for us in the beginning for families to be shared through men and women as helpmates to one another. O Lord, that we may live in unity under the reign of your kingdom, under King Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Holy Father, I thank you so much for this opportunity to come before you in line with your saints, Father, as we kneel at your throne and we pray to you. And I just thank you so much that you've given us the ability to come to you and to honor you and glorify you and magnify you and lift your name on high. And thank you, Father, for the protection that you've given us, for us being able to reach out and collectively come to you as saints, and to give us the opportunity to lean on each other, Father, as you would want your children to do. Thank you so much for our Savior and for his sacrifice and what he's done for us, that we're able to come to you as your children. I pray for protection, Father, for a shield of protection that would arm off any enemies, any evil around your saints, Father, as we pray for the women and for the young ladies and for the children, Father, for protection and for healing and for, above all, for salvation through our Savior Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. Father, as we go forward, please lead us with your sovereign hands and guide us and give us boldness to speak to others about your amazing grace and your love for us. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of this prayer team, and thank you for the gift of life, for living in the end of times. We know that, and we acknowledge that. We see it with our eyes. We hear it, what's going on around us. Please give us the boldness and the strength and the conviction, Father, to be stronger now than we have ever been for your glory and for your kingdom. In our Savior's name I pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Pull it out, dude.
Lord Jesus, Lord God, we thank you for the woman on this call this morning, Lord God. We thank you for their companionship in this world. It would be a dull world.
Melanie Kratzer.
In this world. Father, we pray for their needs. The ladies that are on this call, we ask that you continue to give them wisdom, guidance, understanding, strength in their bodies, peace in their hearts, and continued good health. And Father, please do the same for families. Father, we thank you for being here on this call, Lord. We thank you for blessing our lives. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that through the first birth, Lord God, we were born by woman, Lord, and through leaving this earth, Lord God, the second birth is through you, eternal life in Jesus Christ. And Father, we thank you, Lord God, that when we leave this earth, we aren't going to leave dead 6 feet under, that we still live, Lord, with you and with the ones that have gone on before us. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you'll continue to help us, Lord God, to do the right things for our country. We pray for the leaders, especially for the church pastors. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you continue to shake them, Lord, continue to wake up church members, Lord God, that are still sleeping, that don't speak up. When good men, good women don't say nothing, evil prevails. But when good men, good women do something, when they speak up, we have peace. And for this, Lord God, I'm very grateful. Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you, Lord God, for the supernatural strength, Lord God, that you have given to me, Lord God, to carry on with this carpet insulation business at the age of 67. Lord, I thank you for the gift of the islands, Hawaii. I thank you for my health. I thank you for leaders like Michael Ortega and Jack, Larry Nichols, Mark Taylor. I pray for their continued needs. I pray for guidance and wisdom for these men. And I ask, Lord, that you continue to find favor in their lives. Father, I just thank you. I'm excited about life today. I'm excited that Christmas is coming up again.
Hallelujah.
In a month, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for your birth, Lord God. We thank you for in your holy scriptures, in the book of Luke, the good news of Jesus Christ being born. We thank you for this good news, Lord God, because if we didn't have you, Lord God, there wouldn't be any reason to be with them. Father, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thank you, Jackie.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, first of all, we thank you, Lord, for who you are, first of all. And we give you the praise, glory, and honors you so richly deserve. We thank you, Father, that, Lord, you are not a man that you should lie. And we also thank you, Father, that, Lord, that you will vindicate those who are honoring your name, Father, and are being persecuted. So, Father, we just thank you, first of all, Father, for the love that you have for everyone in the world, Lord Jesus. And at the same time, the day is coming when you will part the eastern sky and rule and reign from heaven. So we thank you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, for that time to come, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Father.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up in prayer before you our country, our president and government. Lord, you're ours, we know, and your eyes are upon us. Lord, we know that our ears, that you hear our petitions, Lord.
Yes.
And we cry out, Father, that you keep our president from ungodly counsel. And we pour out, we ask God, you pour out your spirit of discernment and wisdom. That he may make godly decisions like never before in history, letting your will be the divine order of this nation.
Yes.
And Holy Spirit, let your revival fire sweep through our government. Let
Amen.
Repentance come and a new commitment to the Christian heritage of our forefathers.
Yes.
Father, we call them out of darkness now in the name of Jesus. We call them into the light that they will stand before you and give an account. And they will repent for the wicked ways that have gone rampant. And Father, we thank you for this free country and for our freedom. The freedom to pray.
Yes.
The freedom to be able to read your word.
Yes.
The freedom to praise your name because you are magnificent. Yes. And Lord, we cry out for this country, for our president, leaders, our government officials. We ask forgiveness, Lord, repenting on behalf of this nation. We ask God that your blood wash across the land and let a cleansing come and a purity that just overcomes us all like a tsunami. Forgive us, Lord. Forgive the sins of these people and let a desire for righteousness be heralded. And the Holy Spirit, we ask you to come and sweep through our government, the Senate, the House of Representatives, the Supreme Court, through every state and every local government. Let your presence be manifested in the name of Jesus. We agree with this, Lord. Let your convicting power be felt and a new reverence for you come about, Father. We take our stand across the land. We declare the Lord's banner of righteousness, the name of Jesus glorified, God's kingdom come. His will be done in our nation now and forever.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Lord, I want to thank you so much.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for giving safety to President Trump on this grueling trip that he was just on. Thank you, Lord, for the strength that you gave him. Thank you for the favor that you gave him with leaders of countries.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for the wisdom you gave him in developing relationships with these leaders and not excusing the trade things that were going on, but he accepted them as people. And
yes.
Lord, we trust you to bring fruit from this trip in the future. And I pray now that you, as he comes back into a tumultuous time here in the States with tax reform and all the things that are going on, you would just give him strength, help him to get over jet lag quickly. He looked exhausted when he got off that plane. The picture that I saw, he looked just haggard. And Lord, we pray that you would give him wise counsel on how to pace himself in these days, that he might be there for the long haul. We trust you, Lord. Your hand is upon him. We trust you that you are going to continue to use him to bring unity to this country and to accomplish your purposes. We ask all of this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
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 Father, I thank you for your word, Lord, in Joel 2, that we lift up and we say yes in Jesus' name. When it says, and it shall come to pass afterward, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see vision, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaidens, in those days I will pour out my spirit. Father, I thank you that you know the center of gender, Father. I thank you, Father, that you bless men and you bless women, Father. I thank you that you have a tender heart toward women. Blessed be your name. Father, I thank you. We agree and say, pour out your spirit upon your handmaidens, O Lord, in this land. On this call, Father, in Jesus' name, we welcome the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Father, I pray for those men and women in particular today, which is our emphasis, that are in your body, Father, that know Jesus as their Lord and Savior and who are going to heaven but are not disciples taught of the Lord and obedient to his will. Father, that these are they're good people, church-going people, but they lack the power of the Holy Spirit in their life. Father, we pray for the enduing, enveloping, empowering, and all-consuming Spirit of the living God to pour out upon these women in Jesus' name, that they would be a cord in their households, Father, that they would rise up a standard against the devil that has come against their households, Father, and we stand in agreement with them in Jesus' name. Father,
Amen.
I pray for these households in Jesus' name that have been undertaught and under-discipled, Father, and that the devil is just running roughshod over their families. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you would send forth laborers to this harvest. Father, that you would visit them in the night watches, that you'd give them dreams and visions, Father, that you'd give them such a thirst and a hunger for righteousness in their heart that they would get up out of bed in the middle of the night to seek and solitude in your word. And Father, I pray that the word would come alive, endued by the Holy Spirit who wrote the word in the first place, and that it would just, your word would come alive in your people, Father. And I thank you for the power of your church in these days, in these last days, in these victorious days. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. Bless you, Lord. We praise you. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Father, I just come before you today, and I just thank you and praise you for what you've done thus far, God. I thank you that you have gone before us, Father. You said that we'd follow after you, God, that you would always go before us. I thank you that you are head of the church and you are head of us. God, I thank you and praise you right now for the president that you've chosen for this moment and this time. And I thank you that the president is not our redeemer, God, but that you are. And that we have no reason to fear because you, O God, run this earth. You, O God, this earth is your footstool. And I thank you that nothing happens that you don't know about. And, Father, that you allow everything to happen according to your glory and your will. And, so, Lord, right now I pray for the President of the United States. I pray for the Vice President, their families. I pray for everyone that is connected and tied to him. God, let them move in your direction. I thank you, Father, that we can stand on your word. I thank you that your word is yes and amen. Father, I thank you. You said where two or more gathered there in your name, you were in the midst of them, and that you have empowered us through the name of Jesus to take control of what the enemy is trying to do. And right now, in Jesus' name, I have the power. We have the power as Christians to bind and loose things. So, Father, right now, I bind up every wicked spirit that is trying to direct this thing, that is trying to do its own thing, Father. It doesn't have permission to do what it wants. This is your land, God. This is your land, and it all belongs to you. We belong to you. And so, Father, I thank you that we can now loose the power of the Holy Spirit to go forth and free the angels to go forth and do the work that you commissioned them to do. And I thank you, Father, that we can believe by faith. Oh, it says believe by faith and call it. And God, know that you will do it. It's not by our power. It's by the power of the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you for what you're doing, Lord. I thank you that you will never fail us. We don't have to worry. We don't have to fret. Yes, Father, Lord, we just have to have peace and have faith that you are in control.
Thank you, Jesus.
No matter what man does, no matter what man says, Father God,
Amen.
I thank you that you ultimately make the final decision. And we can have peace and trust in you, God, and that's what matters most. I thank you for my brothers and sisters that are willing to take time, Father, to come before you. You said, would you tarry with me just 1 hour? Would you tarry with me just 1 hour, God? Yes, Lord, we will tarry for this nation, Father, as we've gone through the season of repentance, God.
Mm-hmm.
Father, let us take on repenting even for our brothers and sisters that aren't there yet, God. Those that we're praying and believing for salvation for, they're not there yet, Lord. So let us stand in the gap. And, Father, let us begin to repent on their behalf. Lord, I believe that we can stand in the gap, Father. And I just thank you and praise you, Lord, that we can believe by faith that they will come in. And no matter how much the enemy tries to raise up a flood, I thank you that you will raise up a standard again. Him, Lord.
That's
thank
right.
you and praise yes, you.
Lord,
thank
yes.
you and praise
mm-hmm.
you for your
yes,
mighty
Lord.
Name, God, and
yes,
for all the
Lord.
Wonderful miracles that you've done. And I thank you, we can give you praise that you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider,
mm-hmm.
that you are Jehovah Nissi, our banner. Oh, I
yes,
thank you,
Lord.
Father, for who you are.
Thank
I thank
yes,
you,
Lord,
Lord, that you are Jehovah Tishkenu, our righteousness, and
yes,
you are Jehovah Emkadesh, our sanctification. You
yes.
are Jehovah Shalom, our peace, O God. And I thank you and praise you.
Mm-hmm.
Give you all the glory
you,
for it in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
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 Praise
you.
Thank you, Lord. He's given us another. He's given us another chance, y'all. He's given us another chance with the election of Donald Trump, and even with Roy Moore. He's giving us yet another chance. It says that he will reveal the snakes that are threatening the garden. Yes, I see a garden, and is being devoured by snakes, but they're invisible. You can't see them. It says, "In my time, I will reveal the snakes, and you are to pray and seek my face, that the snakes be revealed. And in my timing, I will reveal those snakes, and they will not destroy the garden."
Amen. Father, we continue to pray for Donald Trump.
Mike Pence, Lord God. We ask that you continue to give them nothing but wisdom, guidance, and understanding, Father.
Yes, Lord.
Father,
thank
we
you, Lord.
Continue to pray.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Pray for their safety.
Yes.
Lord God, your prophets have said he's not going to be killed, but we pray for his safety that he doesn't even get hurt.
Yes, Lord.
We ask, yes, God, that you set your angels around that White House.
Yes.
Set your angels around his people.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with Donald Trump, Mike Pence, Lord. Continue to protect them and their families from all harm, Lord. We know there's dangerous people out there that would love to have them hurt, Lord. We pray for their safety.
Yes.
Father, we pray for the dark state, Lord God. We continue to pray and ask, Lord God, that you'll defund the dark state.
Yes, Lord.
Confuse the dark state. Confuse these evil people, Lord God.
Yes,
Lord.
Continue to shake them, Lord God, at their core, Lord.
Yeah.
We pray, Lord God, for deliverance for our country, Lord God. We pray for the deliverance of our country, Lord God, because we love our kids. Lord God, like you love our kids.
Yes,
Lord, we know the kids are your jewels, Lord, and we thank you for the kids, Lord. We pray for their needs, Lord. We ask, Lord God, that you protect all the kids in the United States, around the world, Lord, from all these evil men, Lord God.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
These scumbags who want to hurt these kids, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that you'll bring these people down. Anybody that touches a kid or a child, Lord God, it's not proper, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you bring them down to their knees, Lord. Father, I thank you again, Lord God, for my life. I thank you for blessing my 35 years of being in business, Lord God.
Yes,
I thank
Lord.
You for my supernatural strength in my older age, Lord. Father, I thank you for this call. I thank you for people like Michael Ortega and Larry Nichols, Lord God, and Mark.
Yes,
Mark Taylor, Lord. Yeah. We thank you for our leaders, for bringing up these leaders.
Thank you,
we thank you for for keeping Hillary Clinton in her place, Lord, and Bill, Bill Clinton, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, that you bring down George Soros, Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord God, that you destroy this evil
Nancy
person,
Pelosi.
Lord God, so they can't hurt our country, Lord, because, Father, we know when they hurt our country, they hurt our kids, Lord. We love our kids, and we thank you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Father, I agree, and we cover our seed and our inheritance with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, Father, I just pray in Jesus' name and agree with my dear brother, and we cancel out and speak confusion into the enemy camp, Father. And
that's right.
And the people that are in Washington right now, the Nancy Pelosi's and the Chuck Schumer's, and those people that are there to sow seeds. Disunity and murder and rape and thievery and pedophilia in our land, that it shall not stand in Jesus' name.
Break that cord.
And we release a dividing of their assets, Father, in Jesus' name, because I talk about it. Cannot prosper. And we command that snake to start eating its own cake,
Lord.
Father, in the name of Jesus. And for our enemies to fall upon their own swords in the
Lord.
Traps.
Yes, that's right.
Life.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father, in Jesus' name, I ask that you would divinely intervene in these justice situations that are before us right now as citizens of the United States. Father, I pray that you would reveal truth and that you would grant us as your followers understanding, a sense of your supernatural discernment, that we would not be led astray. Father, I hold before you the Judge Moore
situation, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Information
yes.
coming
Father,
out.
Yes,
much
truth.
Of it
please
is
please
not
please
the truth.
Please.
Somebody's not telling the truth. Lord, I pray that the stones that are rolled up to roll down on Judge Moore would roll back
yes.
upon those
Amen.
Who are bringing forth stories
yes.
that are not the truth.
Yes.
Father,
yes,
I
Lord.
Pray that those who are able to speak out, Lord, there are those who are in the news industry, those who are in the church. Lord, I pray that they would have courage to speak against a woman's accusation. Takes great courage. Lord, I pray that the spirit of Jezebel would be revealed and that the church would recognize because of your discernment, God, that some things are simply not adding up. Lord, there's a lot of information now, God, that on all sides, some of it is very supportive of Judge Moore. Father, I pray that that would get out and that the news media would not be tepid in recognizing and speaking out that things simply are not adding up. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that you would intervene in this situation. This is very, very consequential as I see it. And so, Lord, we need your truth to prevail here. Father, help us to pray.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Even as we leave this phone call, God, I pray that we would walk around today praying, and in the days to come, praying and praying and praying and holding this situation and others before you, that your kingdom would come and your will would be done, and that we would not give the enemy
Thank you, Lord.
Success in this area by overpowering us.
Yes.
Father, let us, by the power of your might, speak against him and power over. Father, I declare that you've given us a spirit of power and love and sound mind. Father, those are your gifts to us, your power, Father. And so we pray and we speak in the power that you've given us, in the name of Jesus Christ, that your truth will prevail, that it will triumph,
Praise you, Lord.
Father, in Jesus' name, amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Well, I'm going to call our time together at an end right now. I know that the Lord has heard our hearts. And the prayers that have been lifted up are definitely prophetic words spoken into our future. And God will reveal to us daily that he is hearing our prayers and answering them. And so I want to dismiss you all to continue in the prayer that your attitude that you have in your heart right now throughout the day, that your day be filled with divine life, divine hope, divine health, and all the good blessings that Lord wants to bestow upon you, you specifically, each one. And I pray this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, forever and ever. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
God bless you all. And remember, you can hear the recording on our Strike Force of Prayer. It'll be up there probably by tomorrow, and we will meet next Thursday at the same time. And remember that Melissa Leggett has a prayer call on Monday and Wednesday. If you need those numbers, I think you can find them on the webpage, her webpage, Rocking the West Coast with Prayer. So God bless
Thank
you all
you.
Very much.
God bless
everyone.
God bless everyone.
God bless you.
God bless you.